to a British commission that, quote, of the land purchased by the Jews, relatively small areas not exceeding in all 10% were acquired from peasants, unquote. 4. In 1948, the Palestinian Arab people was forcibly dispossessed. Most Palestinians were evicted from their country. Their unyielding resistance and their costly sacrifices over three decades had failed to avert the national catastrophe. But those sacrifices were not in vain, for they safeguarded the Palestinian national rights and underscored the legitimacy of the Arabs' claim to their national heritage. Rights undefended or rights surrendered. Unopposed and acquiesced in, usurpation is legitimized by default. For forfeiture of its patrimony, the Palestinian generation of the interwar era will never be indicted by the Palestinian generations to come. It lost indeed, but not without fighting. It was dislodged indeed, but not for want of the will to defend its heritage. Nor has the people of Palestine retroactively bestowed undeserved legitimacy upon the Zionist colonization of Palestine by recognizing the fait accompli after the fact. Many have been the self-appointed counselors of quote-unquote realism, urging upon Palestinians acknowledgement of the new status quo in Palestine and acceptance of their exile, quote, in good grace, unquote. And many have been the lucrative offers of economic aid for quote-unquote resettlement and quote-unquote rehabilitation outside Palestine. But the people which had remained for 30 years undaunted by the combined power of British imperialism and Zionist colonialism, and which subsequently refused to allow the seizure of its land and the dispersal of its body to conquer its soul also, knew very well how to resist those siren calls. The Zionist settler state, therefore, has remained a usurper, lacking even the semblance of legitimacy, because the people of Palestine has remained loyal to its heritage and faithful to its rights. 5. The people of Palestine, notwithstanding all its travails and misfortunes, still has undiminished faith in its future. And the people of Palestine knows that the pathway to that future is the liberation of its homeland. It was in this belief that the Palestinian people, after 16 years of dispersion and exile, during which it had reposed its faith in its return to its country in world conscience and international public opinion, in the United Nations and/or in the Arab states, chose at last to seize the initiative. In 1964, it reasserted its corporate personality by creating the Palestine Liberation Organization. Only in the liberation of Palestine, spearheaded by Palestinians prepared to pay the price, can the supreme sacrifices of past generations of Palestinians be vindicated, and the visions and hopes of living Palestinians be transformed into reality.